I'm Sam Mitchell, and these are my stories. Hey, folks, having a good day today. Let me first welcome you to Autism Rocks and Rolls. Now, before we begin, a message that I'm not our psychiatrist. If you're starting to be diagnosed with autism, please see a physician. At least based on my experiences. I also have the right to the intro and outro. They are found on ytmp3.com. I also have a mission statement to be with all of you. The mission of Autism Rocks and Rolls is to take the stigma off of autism and other conditions that may think are disabilities. People with spectrum are not broken and do not need to be fixed. Those who have conditions or abilities want to be pitied. There's nothing to be sorry about. I also have some paid for the following. The gala sponsors just keep pouring in. Some of the new ones include GM Cherry for Kids, Jennifer Borland, and Team Entire. We appreciate all of your support. My relationship with Farm Bureau has improved since, in addition to Bedford, I now have the entire company as a gala supporter. On October 18, 1934, the Indiana Farm Bureau established an insurance company with the intention of providing farmers in Indiana with greater insurance choices. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance is now offering home, auto, life company, those who rent, farm, and agricultural products and other insurance services to all Hoosiers. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance is not only to sell your products and services, our mission is to protect your family. You can get in touch with a network of trustworthy professionals and resources by phone, on the internet, or even in person at an actual location for help with your insurance journey. For a quote, get in touch right now. There are some people I'd like to thank. As always, I'd like to thank my previous guest, Dave Wright, C259, giving back to Dave Wright for more information. But what an all-around good man. Thanks for coming on. Like you stated, we are always in your corner, buddy. I have to stop for a second because it's now time to give a warm tribute to the other family dog we lost, Phoenix Mitchell. Rest in peace. You will be missed, and I just hope you are chasing squirrels and all the rabbits that the sky has to offer. John Norris, a member of the ARAR board, also returned to the Woolery Mill to take a look at the floor layout. Let me just add that you will be missing out on a fantastic time and the opportunity to bid on many really awesome things if you choose not to go. John and my mom also gave Boston Scientific a 10-minute presentation regarding possible funding for our gala. The presentation did go well because they chose to sponsor our event. We are really grateful to Tim Church for allowing us to do this. I also met with, as he is referred to as, a guy who knows a guy, Michael Whitehouse. He knew no when he moved to Groton, Connecticut in 2014. After jumping headfirst into networking a year later, he was well known in the neighborhood. He expanded internationally in 2020 and started putting speakers, investors, businesses, and others on the planet in touch with the people they needed to know. As a networking concierge, he connects people and forms strategic partnerships all around the world. It is possible you will hear from him down the road. There is also a new PSA video out called Ignoring Social Norms. We worked with our friend and transition coach from MoveMe Coaching, Cassie Smith, to make this video about not conforming when it's not required. Thank you, Cassie. It was a pleasure making this video for you and myself. Please be free to check it out in the first link below. I'd also like to thank Cindy Moreland, since we were invited by her to speak to police officers and firefighters. It was a blast, and I'm thankful for the opportunity I received. I even went to the Square Circle Expo, but this year, instead of just playing, I worked for them as a vendor. This was also a blast, and extra thanks goes to N. Gonzalez for allowing me to do so. I'd highly recommend attending this event once a year. Finally, I've been on several podcasts. I was on the Brain Wellness Podcast with Mandy Dickey, the Hearts Unleashed Podcast with Abigail Rose Gosda, I Made a Podcast with Chris Creary, Let's Relieve Gret with Shadowball and her co-host Victoria Bercia, the Neurodiverse Experience Podcast with Maurice, Just Earthly Podcast with Mandy Nicole, and Cracking the Code Podcast with Ryan Skinner. What great podcasts. It is now that time of year. It is time to draw to see who will design our new limited edition shirts. And the winner is Reagan Keefe. Let's give her a round of applause. All right, Reagan, we're going to set that up as soon as this airs. But for now, we're going to hear an ad from the Woolery Mill. So let's hear from them.
In Bloomington, Indiana, located on Sunstone Drive, you should stop by the One World at Woolery Mill because it's in the title. It's one world. In 1939, Henry Woolery first constructed the Woolery Mill featuring enormous windows, exposed beams, and high ceilings. It has since been renovated to an industrial space. One World at Woolery Mill is a complete event facility that provides a long list of convenience and facilities along with a great place to get together with loved ones. This classic place is concentrating on improving rather than expanding. They are proud to be a locally owned, independent business that aims to imbue its offerings with the unique spirits of Bloomington. They also want to contribute positively to our community. They want to help the community members as well as the incredible NGOs in the region whenever they can. We will be holding our gala there in April as a result of this assistance. Make sure to attend.
In addition to being for galas like the Fowler Pumpkin Patch, it provides wedding services. At 76,000 square feet and located on the historic register, Woolery Mill offers exclusive use of the building and grounds, numerous outdoors areas for ceremonies to be held on site. Make your Woolery Mill reservation now for your wedding coming up.
All right, folks, we're back. It won't be I like to move it, but I like to mill it. So today, instead of doing what we did last year's finale,
finale for the listeners to see Autism Rocks and Rolls Season 1 finale, I'm going to do it just by myself and go solo. But let's begin. It will just be like last time, and we'll go all over the episodes for this season, what, in my opinion, you could take from it and why you should listen to it. So our first episode is I'm Back. I pretty much came back because this podcast is fulfilling. It's a production. This is something you cannot do right off the bat. It takes time. I know other podcasters would agree with me. It almost becomes a full-time job. I use my media skills, but I also get to help people. I won't lie, there are days where I'm thinking, here we go, but at the end, I know it's helping someone. That's what keeps making me come back. Plus, during the hiatus, it kept growing. I knew if I didn't return, I would have some unfinished business. The next one is 202, A Different Way of Understanding by TWS. So these guys actually found me and we just hit it off from there. But what you could take from them is the classroom settings. This guy is a teacher and has children who are on the autism spectrum. There are different settings that you have to have clearly when you're in a room full of children with autism and other intellectual disabilities. But can you center it around one student? No. However, the teacher paid attention and realize there's a group of students in my classroom that like podcasts. Let's set up a podcast and see where it goes. Boy, oh boy, the rocket launched very successfully. I highly recommend checking out their podcast. They've had some major guests like myself. And at the end of the day, we're both trying to make the world a better place through media and having great interviews. I'll even say one thing I remember through the episode is when the student talked about one saying that was different is if they have a meltdown, the teacher does something called positive ignorance, which means that they ignore the meltdown if no one's getting hurt out of love, not out of spite. Since Adam knows, the student will probably calm down eventually. And C107 Meltdowns Autistic Style for more information. The next one is 203, Playing Around with Jack Mason Goodall. I met Jack through an Oklahoma conference in 2022, my big first ever speaking gig, and we just hit it off. And after learning about what he did, I knew he was going to be on my show. He was on my show since what you could take from him was something my grandfather, for listeners, C-122, Meet Big Joe, for more information, in the season one finale. That's entering your world. What Jack does is doing what my grandfather preached. He's entering their world. He is doing what they want to do. He's not being the therapist. The client is being the therapist. And Jack's just there to guide them. Jack still has standards, but he's not shaming them for liking SpongeBob. In a way, he's making therapy fun. Next is episode 204, which is Authentically Honest with Sonny Von Cleveland. I would definitely say he's authentically honest, that he has admitted most of his life was behind bars. My life began at 35 years old. You can start your life at any age. It's never too late to act appropriate. He went from seeing darkness in solitary confinement to seeing sunshine with a wife and a puppy. It's gonna be hard work to get back on the right track, but it's not impossible. I don't even care if you see goodness before the day you die. If you do, as Alorak said, you've done good. The next episode is Finding the Blueprint. As a parent, it is your job to encourage your child to be safe, but also enjoy themselves. You can't really encourage them to enjoy themselves if you're trying to turn them into a you version. It's your job to make them have their own identity. And that might include a special interest that makes them who they are. But here's what society is missing. Why are you erasing the chalkboard instead of drawing it on a piece of construction paper? It gives us the blueprint on what to do. Step one, learn how to make eggs. Step two, learn how to make pizza. Step three, learn how to make filet mignon. Step four, learn how to make lamb. Step five, learn the history about it. Step six, go on Hell's Kitchen. Step seven, go on Chopped. Step eight, connect with Guy Fieri. This blueprint is our way to success. Leave our success alone. Get it, parents, you want your sanity. I don't mind small erasing marks, but don't erase all of our talk about chicken wings for a day. The next is 206, waving at Maya Sundermeyer, who found out about me. What you can take from her is identification. When people have asked her before, are you a person on the autism spectrum? Yes, but it stops there. It's not autistic person. It is a person with autism, but it's a person with autism and whatever other characteristics you have. We're not one breed. We're, at the end of the day, human beings like everyone else. We shouldn't have to be labeled. The next is, what about WWE's Raven? So Raven is someone I reached out to and he kindly accepted to be on my show. But what you can take from him is the perception. So when I was interviewing Raven, in the midst of the interview, he stopped and said, wait a minute, you're autistic? My response was yes, but he didn't know that was autism. He thought autism was strapped to a wheelchair and the kid in the corner drooling. Well, I hate to be honest with you, but Raven's right to a point. There are some people on spectrum like that, but there's also a population that Raven didn't know about. This is why Autism Rocks and Rolls exists. The next episode is 208, Opening the Silly Toolbox with Judy Gold. So first, I'm just going to say, may get to meet Judy Gold in April. Wish me luck, that opportunity will come. But in all seriousness, what you can take from her is doing you. When I was interviewing her, she talked about that when she went to a wedding, she wasn't wearing a dress. She was wearing a suit and tie because she felt more comfortable. That's her. And she has her own humor. Is it raunchy? Yes. Do some people get offended by it? Probably. But does she care and should she? No. If only you see Judy for the raunchy humor, you're widely mistaking a great mother and a respectable person. Because from what I've heard, in the industry she's in, if she sees disrespect, she'll shut it down. Judy Gold celebrates mental health. That's something I can respect, just like some of my previous guests have done. One example being Sarah Tomko. For the listeners, C141, meet Asa Suzanne, parentheses, Sarah Tomko for more information. You never know, maybe one day we'll get Judy Gold and Sarah Tomko to meet. But we might have Judy Gold's publicist schedule that, which is how I found her, by the way. The next is 209, Exhausting the Burnout. I've had a burnout recently this morning when I wanted to help my mother cook breakfast, but I couldn't because I was so scared of burning the house down. Do you think, parents, that we're being lazy when we say, I'm scared to cook or drive? That's not the case. It's actually, we're scared. Fear can be very powerful. And when it's life or death, it doesn't help. Do we hate missing it? Yes. But we believe in the phrase, safe than sorry. And we might miss out on some experiences that other children or adults would do. But there's other ways to go around it. Or if you like them that much, you'll find a way to where they don't have to experience the burnout. The next episode is 210, Pitching the Episode with Forbes Riley. So the way I met Forbes Riley is in person, asked her to be on the show, even mentioned me on stage a couple times because she thought what I did was really cool. But what you could take from her is a success. She is a multi-billionaire, and her success is not the money she has. It's how much time she gets I love you from her husband, or how many hugs and kisses she gets from her children. And it looks different for everybody. Some might include money for success. Some might just include, all right, I can go to work and I can go back home in a trailer. A perfect example of this would be Jason Momoa. When he was filming, instead of paying money for a hotel, he spent the night in his car. A big time celebrity is spending the night in his car. Now, I don't know how you could do that because it'd be very crammed in there, but that's his level, not my level. The next episode is 211, Learning to Learn with Daniel Pewter, who I met through a referral. Some of these students that he has have miscalculated value systems. He's talked about one student who was doing drugs, not making it to school, getting Fs, turned his life around. What I'm trying to tell you is the door is always open to become a productive citizen. And it will be hard because you're not used to it, but with time, you're going to get used to it and your life will feel a lot better. And I'm sure if you asked that kid, he agreed with me. The next is 212, Flying Off the Handle. Should there be an understanding of why people on the spectrum have aggression issues and get angry? Yes, we have a right to own those emotions. But is there a right to punch a wall? No. Since one, you're doing physical damage to yourself. But two, you're taking it out on the wrong people. What did that wall do to you to make you angry? Nothing. Now, I'm not saying you should go punch the person that made you angry. There's healthier ways you can replace it. Instead of punching a person, go punch a punching bag. Or if you're going to charge at the person, charge at the mailbox by taking a run to the mailbox. The next episode is 213, Unique, Different, and Cool by Jacob Velazquez. The way I found him is through Facebook Messenger. What you can take from him is just that phrase. We are unique. We are different, but people are missing the last part. We're cool. Prize that the way we think is not interesting to people. I don't get it. We don't want to be the average basketball player. We want to be the better basketball player. And the way to do that is to put the work in. Sure, shooting the ball takes less effort, but shooting the ball with knowledge takes more effort. The next episode is 214, Remain Victorious with Maya Zakay. So something you take from her is need to get the feelings out. No one should bottle in mental health. I'm talking about not the previous topic, anger. I'm talking about others, such as anxiety for listeners, C109 autistic butterflies, or depression. There's ways to get it out. For her, it was going to get ice cream because she has a sweet tooth. Whatever works for you, go for it, but just don't make it harmful to anyone else. It's not fair to drag them with you in your battle. And I'm glad I found her through Facebook so I can actually hear some of her amazing songs as well. If you haven't listened to her songs, check that out. Next is 215, An Autistic Redemption. I'm very surprised I did an episode about this, because my grandmother, for listeners, C121 Meet Tay Tay, she likes the old Western and it's not my cup of tea, but I have a video game about the old Western, and autism didn't really exist back in those times. There are actually characteristics. Autism did exist in the Wild West, it's just people weren't going to acknowledge it. And there's even a resource where if you were on the spectrum, it shows how the characters would react to you. I find it very ironic. The next one is 216, Lifting Autism with Jeffrey Snyder, Ron Sanderson, Philip Sage, and T-Ice. I met Philip and T-Ice at a wrestling show, and Jeffrey Snyder and Ron Sanderson through other autism events. What you can take from them is the advocating. So when you're on the spectrum, you're automatically an autism advocate. And I cannot emphasize this enough. There are people out there like you. These autism advocates who I had on my podcast had very similar experiences to me. I found it very hard to believe I get that feeling. 15 years, I thought, no one's out there. They don't get what I'm going through. But there is. And I wish I could have seen it sooner. Our next episode is 217, Employing and Coaching the Critters. I met these guys through certain events. One was E4C, Employee for Change. One was Critters for Service, and My Autism Gifts with Rob Hodes. What you could take from them is just like there's people out there, there's resources out there for those on the spectrum of mental health. Use them when you can. They're going to welcome you with open arms. I'm not going to lie to you, though. I wish there was more. It's very frustrating that I had to drive 20 minutes for an autism clinic if I needed it. But it's there for now. I'll take that. But as CM Punk once said, we're just getting started. Our next one is 218, Dare to Discipline. So do I believe in discipline? Yes. But do I believe in harsh discipline? No. I am against spanking. It didn't work for me. I bit back. But if it's your child and it does work for them, go do it. If it's grounding that works, that's what I recommend, and that's what I would try as a starter. Do it. Discipline is not anyone else's business. To the Aspies, if they discipline you, it does not mean they don't like you. Do not get that image in your head. They love you, but they're trying to protect you when you become an adult. In a way, they're being harsh out of love. The next is 219, on the silver screen with Tamika Lamison. What a wonderful lady, and I respect this lady so much. She is the proud owner of Make a Film Foundation, which is Make a Wish but with Movies, and I found her YouTube, and I just had to have her on. What you can take from her is what these children are doing. I believe everyone should be doing. This view is clearly biased because I'm in a broadcasting major. I always believe you should create something that's going to outlast yourself. And the way you create it is by doing something involving production, whether it be your own music video, your own documentary, a way of leaving this world with the recording of yourself. It will always be there. Even when you have your funeral, that video will still be there. And that's one way people can remember you. I mean, why do they want to create a music video about my dad? So there's a way that people will remember him and people can see what a guy he was. For example, you can actually check out my podcast episode with him, 113, Father and Son Chat. The next episode is 220, You Gotta Have a Tribe. I've interviewed parents, and there are lots of great mothers and fathers on this episode. But what you can take from them is, parents, you have to step up when it comes to someone on the spectrum. You're the support that can make us fall off the cliff or jump back and make us land on our feet. Because I'm telling you, if you don't step up and you give up, we're going to give up too. Now, there's been cases where the person on spectrum didn't give up, but the parent did. But it's usually not that way. Parents, it might be a full responsibility. If you have love in your heart, you'll do it for them. Your child is your child. And at the end of the day, you want to do what's best for them, no matter what your dynamics were or are. Now, folks, we'll be right back here with an ad from the Doug Flutie Jr. Autism Foundation. So let's get to it. At the Doug Flutie Autism Foundation in Massachusetts, people are receiving hope. The organization was established in 1998 by Doug Flutie, former quarterback for Boston College and the NFL, and his wife Lori in the memory of their son Dougie, who was diagnosed with autism at the age of 3. The goal of the Flutie Foundation is to improve the quality of life for those with autism and their families. The biggest action they like to do is give grants and host their annual Stars on the Spectrum golf event. Our goal is to offer chances for physical and social activity outside of work or school, a path for education or employment during the day, and the resources needed to always feel safe, supported, and informed, the Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation says. Make sure to visit them on their website, www.flutiefoundation.org. That's www.flutiefoundation.org. Or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or even YouTube to see all the stars they have to offer. And you never know, you might be able to meet one of their stars if you are so kind and they allow you to do so. Finally, if this was a testimony, this would be my testimony for the Doug Jr. Autism Foundation. All right, folks, we're back. You might meet Doug Flutie there. You never know. Our next episode is 221, celebrating the special with Adam Wheeler. What I want to talk about is what he's saying that is part of who we are. Why are we getting ridiculed for something that's a part of us? The truth is, no one can run away from it. I hate to tell you this, but you can't stay on the surfboard forever. You're going to fall in the water. You might as well embrace the autism. Wherever you go, we're going to be behind you. The next one is 222, Accept Them for Who They Are by Grandma Alice. Man, what a strong woman. And what you can take for her is just the support she's given me and the fact that she cares. She may not do it with words a lot, but she does it with actions. I could tell you this, when I lost my grandfather and she knew that I was having a tough time, she wrote me a letter to tell how proud we are, and that boosted my confidence up. Thank you, Grandma, for that. And what other grandmas can do is just be there. Spoil them. Make Grandma's place a safe spot if you could. When I watched The Sandlot with her a while back ago, it was definitely a safe spot. Next, episode 223, Rock Your Appetite with Tommy Stevens. The way I met him was so cool. I was trying to get his contact information, couldn't find anything. So I looked up on Hell's Kitchen Winky where he is currently working. Found that he was still working, gave him a phone call. I first thought I was one of his managers. But then I said, wait a minute, that voice sounds familiar. Then I said, is this Tommy Stevens? He said, yeah. I thought, oh, I'm talking to Tommy. All right, this kind of changes the way of the conversation. First, I told him I was a fan of his. And second, I asked him to be on the show because of his kindness. And he agreed. But what you can take from him, too, is not judging a book by its cover. When you look at him, you think he might be a gangbanger. He's been to prison. But believe it or not, he's not like that. He's one of the nicest men alive. I bet there are tons of people who look odd, but does that mean they're dangerous people? No. Try chatting with them. Make your determination. The next one is 224 at the arcade. So the arcade was very fun at a time frame. It felt like I could be a kid without being judged. But the arcade's not for everyone. I know I have a friend who has autism and epilepsy, and if he went to the arcade, I bet $1 million he'd have a seizure, milled the floor. Be aware of what else is there that could cause a scare. Our next episode is 225, Giving the Beat to Rich Beto. So I heard about him, and I left him a Facebook message on Messenger, saw it, agreed to be on the show. But what you can take from him is we're both recovering. When you're an alcoholic, you're always an alcoholic. Even though he's doing pretty well for himself, he's still doing AA classes. I'm still recovering from my past. And we both agreed in an episode, when it gets dark, it can get very comfortable. And we don't want to leave the darkness. Sometimes when the hand is reaching for us, we don't want to take it. We're so used to what we're feeling inside, it's scared to change. The next episode is Falling Faith with Ben Waits, who I found on AGT and just knew he had to come on. I want to talk about something he said. That is, it's not a matter of how can I accomplish something. It's a matter of how am I going to accomplish something. It almost reminds me of something we learned in college the other day. It's that's the power of word yet. I may not be able to do this yet, but you better dang believe I will do this. And you know what happens? He usually does. If only we had more faith like he did. That's why I called it Following Faith. The next episode is 227, Effective Communication. I find non-communication a challenge because there's a hidden message. Why are you hiding it? Just say it. And it's disrespectful. You don't talk to the back. You talk to my face with your jaw. You don't talk to my back with your eyes. Society didn't teach us like that. The next episode is 228, You Are You with Uncle Mike. So I want to talk about what Uncle Mike does and I appreciate is he tries. Let me explain what I mean. So when I talk to people with conversation and C-115 conversation operations, more information, we end up on different planets. Most people try to run. However, Uncle Mike doesn't run. He either tries to get me on his planet or B, he'll fly over to my planet. We both really mesh well together no matter whose planet we're on. Our next is 229, Broken is Beautiful, featuring Amanda Mama Anna. So I found her on AGT, sent her a message, and agreed to be on the show. But what I can take from her and what others can take from her is what she has is beautiful. She uses her speech impediment to make music about not giving up. If that speech impediment didn't exist, there would have been no Amanda Mama Anna music or no Amanda AGT. Our next episode is 230, But I Care. This was talking about compassion and empathy. And there is a difference. If you check this episode, you'll hear it. Empathy is telling someone you're sorry. Compassion is showing that you're sorry and that you care. It's always been hard for me to show empathy because I'm a person who likes to fix problems. When I can't fix it, I don't know what to do. No compassion will help, and no empathy is really gonna help. What can I do? And I don't like having that cloud over my head. Now, believe it or not, I will admit I've gotten better at this as I get older, but I still want to be the person who fixes the problem. Now, folks, we'll be right back. We're gonna hear an ad from Unlocking the Spectrum, so let's get to it.
At Unlocking the Spectrum, we are committed to making the highest quality ABA therapy accessible to all children with autism. We pride ourselves in offering fun, compassionate, and data-driven programs for individuals with autism and unparalleled support for their families. Our personalized approach means that every unique child is given just what they need to reach their maximum potential. We are so happy to support Sam in his mission of taking the stigma off of autism. You can learn more about our services and employment opportunities in both Indiana and Texas at unlockingthespectrum.com. Or by calling 855-INFO-UTS. That's 855-INFO-UTS.
All right, folks, we're back. You'll unlock the key to success if you check it out.
The next is 231, which is May I Be Excused. That was talking about table manners. Why are there so much? I don't get the nitpickiness of it. Why are we all of a sudden having extra napkins on our lap? Why can't we put our elbows on the table? Can it just be please and thank you and make life so much easier? Now, although I'm complaining about it, guess what, to those on the spectrum? You still got to do it. Plus, do you really want to be the guy not invited back to dinner or the cookout? The next one is 232. To defeat stigmas with Leah Walden, Leslie Lynch, and Lori Frederick. So I met these ladies through mutual connections, and one is the lady who invited me to Oklahoma. But what you can take from them is, one, ABA therapy. I know the controversies of ABA therapy. And there, too, are just regular autism therapy. But no matter what, their heart's in the right place, and they want to help. And I'll tell you this much, if there was video when they fight with insurances, you would see that. The next episode is 233, I've Got a Plan. I think some of you on the spectrum are over-planners. Here's a good example. If you watch The Big Bang Theory, one of the episodes, there was Sheldon, and the guys literally planned a trip, but Sheldon overplanned. He planned what time they were going to stop to get gas, what cars they were riding, who was going to be in the cars, when they were going to take bathroom breaks, what time they were going to arrive, and what time they're going to end. It was a fiasco. Not everything should be planned in your plan. There needs to be some structure in your plan, or no one's going to get there. It's going to feel discombobulated, then no one's going to have a good time. But it can't be overplanned to where everyone becomes a robot. And I'm telling you, no one wants to be a robot. They're going to consider you as bossy and might as well head for the hills. That's a skill I'm working on, so I can relate to the struggle, but something that I have to overcome if I want friendships. Now, our next is 234, In the Deep Blue Sea with Luis Marinucci. I found him through a podcast I was on, lurked at his information, and I thought he's got to be on my show. Well, you can take from him is what I found, what he did, is very interesting. And I thought it was fishy. I didn't know if it was real or not, but then I looked into it. It was really cool. And I'll just say this from a personal standpoint, Luis rocks the merman tale. The next episode is Yes, I've Lost My Mind by Victoria, 235, which is Yes, I've Lost My Mind by Victoria. I met her through Squared Circle Expo, hit it off. She was so nice, I want her on my show. Agreed. But what we can take from her is this outgoing personality she has. It might throw some people off. When you're on the spectrum of an outgoing personality, and you talk to someone who's introverted, it might be a little too much for them. But it's not you. It's not them either. It's just personalities don't work. And that's okay. You're not going to hit it off with everybody you're going to interact with. Next episode is 236, Laughing Out Loud with Brad Locally. What an honor to interview this man. He helped me through a year of my life. At 15 years old, my life sucked. The thing that got me through that time span was watching him on World's Dumbest. And I so appreciate this man. And I had the privilege of interviewing this guy. And I hope one day we can meet in person. But what you can take from him is he accepts people for who they are. Some people are not the nicest. As he said, you can't escape assholeness. Some people, no matter where you go, are going to be Grinches, and you can't do anything about that. But Brad doesn't pay attention to those people. He pays attention to people like me, like his friends from France, like his other friend, who we briefly mentioned, Judy Gold. He focuses on the times with them, not on his unfriendly neighbor if he has one. Next episode is 237, Buff Up for Buff Bagwell. So what I learned from him is two things. One is pause. That is post-acute withdrawal syndrome, which is the flu after you're withdrawing from your drugs that you're used to taking. But he's a reason why people should turn their tragedy into a story. There's even an episode with him on the Vice series, Dark Side of the Ring, that talks about his bad stuff, and he was more than happy to sharing what he did wrong. But after watching that Dark Side of the Ring documentary about him, which his life's turning around, I can tell. And Buff, we hope you're doing well, and I can't wait to see you again, my friend. I even see you again at the expo, which is where I met you. The next is 238, Running with Kala by Ryan Steiner. Someone referred me to him through a networking event, and I knew I had to have him on. I wanted him on, though, because he is proof that you can have a family.
He has autism, but he still has a lovely wife and a beautiful child. So someone will love you despite your medical condition. They love you so much, they're willing to work with you. The next episode is 239, which is You've Been Tricked. This is about manipulation, and we are easy people to be manipulated. Here's why. In our past, a lot of people have not been nice to us. So when one person's nice to us, it feels like we're living a great life now, but it was all living in a fantasy. Why did you go there? I would have rather you just been mean to us instead of pretend nice. It really makes you feel that good to manipulate me. I'm already struggling enough. Why add another topping on the stinky ice cream sundae? The next one is 240, A Different Path to Armando Bernal. I found him because he invited me to be on his podcast, and we just hit off since then. But what you could take from him is the work he's doing. He is the only person in Texas that is a therapist who has autism. He knows what you've been through. He knows what it's like to have a meltdown. He knows what it's like to have sensory issues. There are people out there who are in the therapy world know what it's like to be you. It's almost as if you're the same people. Our next episode is 241, which is decisions. Oh, I gotta say it right. Decisions. But our decisions are affected by our autism. It comes into play. We overthink. And C108 thinking through more information can make us make great decisions, but also can make us very bad decisions. But if you learn from the bad one, you're good to go. The next episode is 242, Surrounded in Fire with Kane, aka Mayor Glenn Jacobs. I reached out to him through his scheduling people. Kane looked into it, liked what I was doing, he agreed to be on the show. But what you could take from him is the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. It's only fair. You listen to the episode, you're going to hear a lot about that. But what I want to talk more about is what people saw through Kane 23 when he took off the mask. People asked, well, where are the scars? They were expecting physical scars. That's not the case. He had a lot of mental scars. And those mental scars made him think he was a monster and a bad guy. Well, do I believe I'm a bad guy? Yes. Despite people say, oh, you're a nice guy, and oh my gosh, he's one of the sweetest guys you'll ever meet. Well, I appreciate it and thank you for it. Let me put it this way. I wish I could believe you. The next episode is 243, Not Hiding Who I Am by the Autistic Cowboy, aka Colby Stamport. Well, I found him through searching, got him on. What you can take from him is the illogic thinking. He's not wrong when we're both telling you the way you guys interact, it makes no freaking sense. We don't get why you lie to little kids to keep your sanity, for example. I don't get why you guys do that. Why would you just not tell him, hey, so he's going to get a bear because he is on the autism spectrum and he just can't understand it. You do have the capability of understanding. I don't get that. Don't they deserve the truth and an explanation? The next episode is 244, Giving My Wings to Margie Williamson and Danny Bloom. These ladies I found through one of my previous episodes in season one as a resource, 120, Spreading Our Wings. I liked it so much, I decided to get on my show, send them the message, and they agreed. But what you could take from them is this is needed. We talked briefly about why children on the spectrum are not wearing a mask during the COVID pandemic on the plane. It's more than that. It could be a big ordeal for somebody on the spectrum to get on an airplane in a good way and a bad way. But these ladies are doing the best they can by letting children practice. But you don't need wings for all to practice. You can practice at home. You do as many times as you need. Some may need it to do it one time. Some may need to do it 10 times. But either way, as long as you end up on the plane at some point, our next one is 245, Bloom with Adrian Nassim. We met her through her finding me, and I just got her on the show. She agreed. What you could take from her is, since she's giving doctors props in her episode, I'm going to give the doctors props in my episode. They were great people to see at the starting line. Now that I ran since then, correct, but I had to start somewhere, and they were the starting point. Our next one is 246, The Vertical Momentum Resiliency Crossover with Richard Kaufman. Richard Kaufman had me on his podcast, and I had him on mine. What you could take from him is legacy. He remembers where he comes from. So even though he has a lovely house and a beautiful wife, he remembers 3 minutes from his house is a garbage can where he used to dumpster dive for food. And he said, your legacy is more important than your currency. That is so true. People will remember your self-worth, not your net worth. The next episode is 247, Apply Yourself. Parents, it is your job to advocate for them, but eventually teach them to self-advocate for themselves. You won't be here forever to defend your child. Your child has to defend themselves in a world that is scary, but my parents have taught me to do that. There are tools that can show your child how to self-advocate for themselves if they need a test read to them or extra time on it. Our next episode is 248, and that is, and now here's the host of Autism Rocks and Rolls, Sam Mitchell. Game shows were the saving grace of my childhood. It gave me structure and a sense of control in a world that I can't control. Family Feud never changed its theme song. Wheel of Fortune never changed its airtime at 7 o'clock p.m. EST. Something existed that wouldn't change on me. The next episode is 249, You Are My Nephew Sam by Aunt Debbie. So what we could take from Aunt Debbie is rolling with the punches. She is one mellow person, and maybe the most mellow person I ever met. That is a valuable asset she brings to our family table. Our next episode is 250, Getting Back on the Horse by Amberly Snyder. Man, what a story this lady has. Probably my favorite story out of the whole season. But what you could take from her is resuming what you love. She had a choice. She could have given up or she could have continued despite her ability she got. I believe in the phrase, when there is a will, there is a way. She rode horses before the car crash. After the car crash, she continued to ride horses. It's an adrenaline rush you can't stop. Do me a favor, please check out her information like I did when I found her. She moved me enough to get her on the show. Now it's time to check out our friend Rock 96.1 radio station. So let's get to it. We want to thank 96.1 The Quarry, especially David and Dan Hayes, for being a gold sponsor for our Summerfest. 96.1 residents in Bloomington, Indiana, and like Autism Rocks and Rolls, they rock and roll too. Visit their website at rock961fm.com to hear them out. And when they're on the station, be sure to listen to them live on their website or catch them on the radio in your car. If you like Kiss, Queen, 80s rock, or ZZ Top, I think you have found your station. 96.1 also supports our veterans, so you should support them too. Visit 96.1. Yeah! All right, folks, I'm back. You'll definitely rock out to this radio station. So our next episode is 251, In the Zone. I'm going to be honest, this role was not built for me. So since this world is not built for me, I'm going to create worlds that are built for me. When I zone out, that's where I am. I'm in a different dimension. And what do my zones look like? The best description I can give is combine this afternoon Nickelback music video and She Keeps Me Up music video with some rock and roll music in the background. Our next episode is 252, I Don't Like Bullies. Bullying is a nationwide problem. You don't have to be on a spectrum to get bullied, as Big Joe said. For the listeners, again, C-122, meet Big Joe. But he's been bullied. My mother's been bullied. I've been bullied. To me, it's sad that someone will make someone else feel awful for attention. And while I do understand that you have your issues, my response is to your bullying, too bad. It doesn't give you an excuse to go pick on someone. Plus, we're having our own issues. Leave us alone. Everyone's going through something. No one should make someone else's issue worse than it already is. Our next episode is 253, Validating Black and White with Megan Prescott. I found Megan Prescott through Instagram, and she was pretty cool, so I had to have her on. But what we could talk about with her episode is the theories. One of the theories is Christopher Columbus might have had ADHD, and what I like to call the childhood theory. The childhood theory is what children have as babies with sensory feelings and not liking certain socks. It goes with us as we grow into adults, for those on the spectrum. That's why we say autism could be reminiscence of childish behaviors. And it may never go away, but you can still function. Our next episode is 254, Between the Lines. I meant it when I said this is the hardest social skill. I say this with love, but it is true. It's too fast to process. It's a constant slap in the face without any breaks. What it should be is... But instead, it's... How do you process it that fast? There should be a drum beat in the middle of me trying to know my location and how to act in this location. The next episode is 255, Rest in Peace. The way you explain bereavement is up to you, parents. However, do consider the factors of their understanding level, age, and who it is to them. Whatever you do, do not hide it. They need to know that Grandpa Evan is not going to be at his house anymore. Next episode is 256, Counts with EA or Eric Allen. I just met him through Clubhouse, and the rest is history. You could take from it is the counseling. We know from previous episodes, he doesn't work for me, but some people need counseling for autism or for drug abuse or for addiction. They need to talk to somebody that is a professional, and there are good counselors out there. I bet there is a great counselor in your town, or if not in your town, within an hour at least from you, there is a good one. The next one is 257, which is ADHD. So this episode was about ADHD, and ADHD does come into my life. It's sometimes autism versus ADHD. When I'm trying to look at my options, and then I get to the final two, ADHD is saying one, but autism is saying another. Which one's right? I really don't know. That is the question of the day. Our next episode is 258, Causing a Scene with Mateo Esposito. Mateo reached out to me, and I just knew he had to be on. There's no gentle way to say it. He got robbed by the the system. And I bet there are people out there who are getting robbed by the system and not getting the services they need. Parents, if that is the case with your child and you've done all the steps correctly, it's time to take a stand to, as Mateo calls them, the elites. Next, we have 259, which is giving back to Dave White. The way I met him was his sponsorship to Autism Rocks and Rolls, which we appreciate. From then on, we just sparked a friendship. What you can take from him is the giving he does, giving them more meals. He wants to do that. He believes when you have an ability, it becomes a responsibility. He's right. If you have the ability to dress up as Santa Claus, you should be dressing up as Santa Claus. Why waste an ability that can do some good? Then we end up here, the Autism Rocks and Rolls Season 2 finale. To wrap it up, for content-wise, I like to talk about the change. So the change from Season 1 to Season 2, in Season 1, it was more of, hey, look at me, look what I can do. But in Season 2, it was a movement. There are people marching with me. It's gone from me herding the cattle to the cattle herding me. The theme even shifted. It went from talking about success for all and look at these great people to look at these great people changing the perspective of autism. Well, folks, I think I'll be off for today. I hope you learned something from this episode and season. I just want to quickly thank my parents and my board. I don't know what I'd do without you. This is not a goodbye forever. This is just a goodbye for now because I will be back with season 3. So until then, as Dusty Rhodes said, happy trails till we meet again. Thanks for joining for this episode. Please tune in for another episode coming very soon. Hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble. Thank you very much.